some of famous bays. In the middle of a story. So they came to this place on the Sercher. There is a scenario where there is a piece of property owned by one non-Jew in the Chatzar, rented out to a second non-Jew. And the second non-Jew was not present. The question was, could they go back to the owner, the first owner, and rent it from him? So Zamor presented us a question. So this is Reish Lakish, and Tamidi the Reb Chanina who had this question. So Amar Len Reish Lakish, Niskor, let's do it. Let's be Sarker from the owner and rely on it because we have a Suffolk. We'll say Suffolk, the Rabban on the Kuba. And when we get to Arabayim, which are down in the south, Nishalahem will ask them. So also they went Shailu, they asked her at the Rebbe Ephes, and Amar Lahen Yofa Sisa Shesachartem. It worked, what you did worked. They came to a place of to stay, a pundik, an inn. And in that chotzer there were two Jews, and there was also a jagoy who was renting the property from a different goy. That Shabbos, the renter was not present. But the masker was present. He did not live in that chotzer. He lived somewhere else. They were afraid that maybe the renter would come back on Shabbos. So Punna Geshbur Chadorim Psuchim Lachotzer Mach Sanoyim Drosim Behen Roisin Zel Zebe Shabbos. So the guests which had rooms over there also had a problem. Now the Bach puts in the phrase Lishna Achrina, there was as opposed to saying that there was other people living there in homes. But the pundik itself was the source of the problem, because if the pundik has separate rooms, individual rooms that people have, which open out into the chotzers, each one gets their room, and they're going to aser caring in the chotzer. So they were going to do an eruv, but the problem is they also need tzchiras rishus because of the goy who lived there. So the Gemara says, "Hey, hello, Malotzi Masalik Le Masker the Sercher Ad Zmana." The Masker cannot evict him prior to the end of the contract. But Tibor Lachol the Body Lab Rishusayhu. It's definitely not in the Rishus of the Masker. Lamatzina the Meger Mina. You cannot rent from the Masker. However, but now that the case was that he was able to, the arrangement was that the Masker was able to terminate immediately with the Sercher at any given time. So what's the halacha in that case? So Reish Lakish said, Nisker, the Suffolk, the Rebbe Lahakal, will do it, relying on the fact that it's a Suffolk, and a Suffolk, the Rabbanon is the Kula. And we'll find out later on, we'll ask our Rebbeim if it was a good idea or not. Okay. The Gemara says a new story. Rabbi Chanina bar Yosef, Rabbi Chia bar Abba bar Asi, Ichlo lahal pundik. So they came to this pundik. The also nochri married the pundik b'shabbat. So the goy came back on Shabbos. So they had not made a skiris rishus with the goy, because we had said before the goy is not there. There's no need to do skiris rishus. Well, he came back on Shabbos. Omer, they said to themselves, they were discussing, Mao lemeger mine, can we rent from him on Shabbos? I mean, obviously you couldn't give money. You'd give him a mutter type of item, you know, give him some, for the purpose of a kinyan, the purpose of payment. So what's the question? Sarker kim arav dami.
You mean, I understand, what kind of kinyan are we talking about here? So the shalos is very bad. What would kinyanim work with going?
Right. So, in general, the kinyan they could do. Problem is payment, because you need payment. They can pay him with whatever they pay him with. We hold mikra din we hold kesses kinyan by goy. No, we hold. Rebbe Shita is no Rish Lakish Shita is kesses kinyan by goy. We pass on like that. Mikra din. Whatever they would do, I don't know. They have to do. What do they do? Usually just do kesef. By karka, we're some kind of kesef. The mechlokes says by metaltim, by kesef. We hope by karka we say it works. The rent karka, be paying with it.
So you just give them basically shalak kesef.
Yeah.
Like give them apples or something.
Right. So the question was, do you say Sarka Kamarab Dami? That's the same way the Loch of Mama Arab Ibadyam Av Sarka Mibadyam. Is you can't do a Ruchat Seiris on Shabbos itself. It has to be done before Shabbos. So Seiris also only works if it's done before Shabbos. Or alternatively, the Dilma Sarka Kimavatal Rishos Dami. Just like Bitter Rishos works on Shabbos, so maybe Seiris also works on Shabbos. It's more similar to the process of Bitter. Mama about the Rishus Vafila B'Shabbos, Av Sercher Vafila B'Shabbos. So this was the question which they raised. So they said, Rav Chanina Bar Yosef Amar Nisker, he felt that he could do it on Shabbos. Rav Asi Amar Loi Nisker. As Rav Asi says that he can't. So Amar Lahu Rav Chia Bar Abba, so the third party over here was Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Rav Chia Bar Abba, and Rav Asi. So two of them argued. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba said, "Nisma Chadir Beizokin." Rav Chanina was the elder of the three. Let's rely on his opinion. He said, "Shavadur Banu Lekula." Rely on his opinion. Minisker, and later on we'll ask Shaila. We'll see if it was a good idea or not.
Why did they all have to have the same shita? In other words, do the same thing? Why they say, "Look, if you don't like it, it's fine, so you don't avail yourself."
That's a good question. There is a situation where one Jew would accept the schiras and one Jew would not accept the schiras. So it could be it's a problem. Because we are renting from him. Well, not, we're not renting. I'm renting from him, but the other Jew is not accepting this chiras. So, as far as that Jew is concerned, the goy still has rishus. So he hasn't. He can't carry. So he can't carry. He's going to ask her on me.
They do rent it out. They all, even if you say it's usher, you can still rent it. The question is whether that has implications from the.
I think it would do it. I mean, it's not a red. I think it would do it. It wouldn't work. Because I'll hold it wouldn't work. It's done on Shabbos. It's not matter anything. It's not matter anything. So that person, as far as he's concerned, still has a situation which he holds as Isser.
Right, I understand that, but for the person who says that it's mutar, in other words, I would understand if the machlokas was, can you halachically rent from the guy? No one's saying you can't rent from the guy. The question is whether it has implications for the heir.
Well, it's not a regular schiras. You're not really taking over. You're not really renting from him. You're not really taking over his rights under the chutzner. The whole thing is it's a kind of rabbana. So if it didn't work, it didn't work. And on the side that it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Okay. So also shaila leila Rabbi Yochanan. So they went and asked Rabbi Yochanan afterwards. So Rabbi Yochanan said it worked. It was the sheet that says that it works was correct. So Mor says toi tobor nhadoi. The Hador people, when they heard this, a strong question. What?
Perplexed.
Okay, thank you. Me Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan say that works. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Sarcha Kama'arav Dami. We know Rabbi Yochanan said somewhere else, Sarcha Kama'arav Dami. And we're understanding what does it mean? My love, doesn't it mean? Mama Arab Mibajayim, Av Sarcha Mibajayim? Okay, so Sarcha Kama'arav Dami means it has to be done before Shabbos. More answers low. No, well, that was Rabbi Yochanan said. That was regards to Mama Arab. I feel the Bepachas Mishaber Prutza. Af Sechur Bepachas Mishaber Prutza. Number one, they have in common that Ma'arav is in Sechur that the offering that each person puts into the Erev, their contribution doesn't have to be worth a Shaber Prutza. So by Sechur also, you do not need to give the Goy Shaber Prutza. Number one. Number two, Mama Arba feel a schir balakito, Afsercha feel a schir balakito. The person contributing to the Eruv can be the socher and the luck. It can be the renter or the worker. So that works for schiris also. So one person could do the skiris for all five. So that's what he meant. In regards to this halacha that has to take place before Shabbos, as opposed to one Shabbos, the guy be that Rabbi Yochanan did not say that they're equivalent. Okay. Then what happened was that Toy Bor Belozer. So Belozer was wondering about this. They were saying that they did the Skiris. That's a Sirashi before we do that. Nisker, no, Dosi Nachum Shabbata, Shabbos. The guy came back. The Miasim Shaper Motzi the Ruve, the urine, the people which are living there were able to be to do Erev. The Israel, the Habu Be Mishum Nachri, the Osir Layo. Hechadol Hase. The issue of Mitzad the Goy wasn't a problem. We said before, if the Goy's not there, it doesn't bother us, as opposed to a Jew. He takes out some of those words. He takes out the labor of a master. So now, Kiyasu Nachri, Omri Mao Lemeger Mine. So, but now they had not done skiris from the Goy. So the process will be that they'll do skirs from the goy, and then each Jew will take a turn doing bittul to the other, to the others, to all of them will do bittul to one, and he can take care of his needs, and then they'll switch. So we're also, the Mor says that Rabbi Yochanan said it was good. The Mor says, what do you mean Rabbi Yochanan said it was good? Rabbi Yochanan says that circus kama arib. Mor says that it means regards to these three things. Loi, mama arib afila bapachis, the kula akshino Rabbi Yochanan, baloi lachumra, the chob arib and lahakul. So that which Rabbi Yochanan compared circus to ma'arib was in three kulas. That you don't need a shavuot, etc. But in regards to the chumrah, you're suggesting that just like Eruv has to take place before Shabbos, that we compare Sirkah and different skirs also has to take place before Shabbos. That's a chumrah. That Rabbi Yochanan did not say that. Ma'amar afilo skir v'lekitoi din nachri misrael hu kiram liyel nusin eruv v'dayot. If one of the Jews was a socher for the goy, so he can represent the goy. He represents the goy not through schiris, he represents the goy through giving it to the Arab, because he's a Jew. So it's like the same way if a Jew would rent out a goy's property and live in the chotzer, so he now has a right to contribute to the Arab. So the socher, the locket of the goy, if he's a Jew, would work through a process of eruv. So I'm sorry, I feel a scribble the kitur the nochri im nochri who masker reshus adarin of the diurei chotzer. So in a case where the socher is not a Jew, but the socher is a non-Jew, but he can represent the master by renting out for him. Echem arba yedikula going base chateris mepesa benaim. So they wanted the two chazers to want to join together through the being allowed to do so because there's a parasha between the two of them. So one person can bring the eruv from chatzer A to chatzer B, representing all the people in chatzer A. Now by Pirka, Chamisha Shagav was eruvan. Case number 5 have contributed to the chotzer, to the eruv. So all 5 contributed, but now one to represent them to go and take it wherever it has to go. So chamisha yisrael shashrim im anochi bechotzer achas echad mehen serchem in anochi b'shukulun. So the same way you can be ma'arba, you can be serchem yedikulun also.
Yeah.
So Mor says, so now I'm back in the Gemara. So Belazer.
On this mice, the guy arrived, showed up on Shabbos. Let's say the guy was there the whole time, and they had done, I don't know, whatever crazy reason, they had done the year of all the Jews. Is there any difference in that case from the case in the Gemara? Is it more chamor if the guy had been there from the beginning?
No, I don't think so. We would assume they probably would have taken care of it beforehand. So the case was, so they did this schiris and they did bittul. Okay. So he was trying to understand this halacha. So it's Rabbi Belozer. He had a problem. Amar Rabbi Zera Maitzihie Rabbi Belozer. What was exactly what was bothering Rabbi Belozer that he was trying to figure out? I don't get the problem. So where it says Omer Sheshes Gavar Rabba Ki Rebbe Zera Lo Yodah Mai Tehiyah Derba Lazer. Rebbe Zera is such a tamachachon like Rebbe Zera didn't chaper what Rebbe Lazer's question was. I'll tell you what Rebbe Lazer's question was. Kakoshalei de Shmuel Rabbe. Rebbe Lazer was grappling with something that his Rebbe Shmuel had said. Dharma Shmuel had said the following phrase: Komakam Sha'oisrin Uma'arvin Mevat. With A, that the different individuals, if they don't make an Eruv, they answer in each other. B, they have the ability to make an Eruv. So you have, if you have those two criteria, that A, if there's no Eruv, they're usher to carry. And B, that they have the ability to make an Eruv. So then, if they did not do an Eruv, Mevalin, they have the right to do Bittul. So Bittul comes, was given, or was created in a scenario where an Eruv is needed, and an Eruv is possible to make. Ma'arvin ve'en oisrin, or oisrin ve'en ma'arvin, ze'en Mevalin. But if we carry a scenario where that Erev would work, but it doesn't die, so let's see if we'll some more says that you have two chatzeres with a pesach in between. The two chatzeres can make an Erev together, but if they don't, they don't answer in each other. There's no Isser which is being created by the lack of Erev. So that scenario, Chazal did not institute an idea of Bittul. You know, that Chatzar A came in Vatals up to Chatzar B, and I'll join you over Shabbos. You stay in your Chatzar, and I'll stay in our Chatzar. No, we want to join you. We'll make an error before Shabbos. I didn't do that. Well, too late. I'll do Bittul now. It doesn't help.
The person who doesn't agree, to be involved, can he just say, I'm not involved, but I'm not also part of your union either? I mean, so he pulls himself out of there, so he's in.
If he does Bittul, but the problem is Bittul only works to one person. But that's not the Sarah wasn't somebody who didn't agree. So now the Moore's going to go through all the scenarios. So again, he said the concept of Bittul is predicated on that A, without anything, there's an issue to carry. And B, it's an era which would meet the criteria, which where Erevin would work, but it wasn't done for whatever reason. So then you do Bittul. But otherwise not. So let's go through the scenarios. So that would mean even the most obvious case is obviously people together in one chot, so that's not the chiddush. So what's the phrase? Kol mokum. It's a come to marba something. So the Morse says, going, what's a come to marba? Beis chatzer is zulif nimizoy. That there's an inner chotzer and an outer chotzer. The inner chotzer only is able to get out to the movi through the outer chotzer. So that's a case of Oisrin Uma Arvin. So since the inner chotzer has Dresis Regal on the outer chotzer, so if the inner chotzer had not been Ma'ariv, if the inner chotzer had not been Ma'ariv, so there it's a case of Regal or Hasur, which is also Bim Kaimai, which is Osera Shalobim Kaimai. So they're going to ask her in the outer, or in the Karnar Bekibi, even if they would make an Eruv, they could. But that's the Karnar Bonan. So they didn't make an Eruv. And that Aser is the outer Chotzer. So Eruv works, A. B, if they don't do Eruv, there's Isser. So in that situation, so the B'nai Panimis can be mevatel. There's schus trees of the regal on the outer on the outer chotzer, and the outer chotzer people who didn't make an eruv are allowed to carry. That's where Shmuel said it works.
So, Adarman can, in that scenario, that Adarman can carry in their chatzar and the things.
If the bnei, well, it depends over there. If they're mevatel, the rishus and the pnimis totally, yes. But in general, we're assuming that from one chutz to the other chutz, you don't have that. But what the mevatel, there's school streets of regal on the outer chutz. So in that situation, yeah, I think so.
Can't walk through, can't carry to the
chitzer. So that's because Rashi and Tosis. Rashi, they can't walk through, and Tosis says they can't carry through. Ma'arvin may know Yisru. So what's the case of Ma'arvin? Ve'ein Yisru, that they're not Ma'ein Mevatlin. Kikoyin, Be'ez Haseris, so Pesach Echad Be'nein. So they're able to be ma'arib as one, if they so wish, because there's a doorway between the two of them. But if they're not ma'arib, each one is mutalat, so there's no isser one generating on the other. So within there's no idea of bittul. The bnei chatzar echad cannot be mevatel the rishus to the bnei of the other chatzar, and therefore make it mutter those other people that come here to carry. Doesn't work. Let's say oisin. The Ein Ma'arvin, Ein Ma'vatlin. What's that case about? Where's the case of Oster and Ein Ma'arvin? Lasuyemai, what's it coming to Ein Ma'arvin? Lav isn't coming, isn't it coming? Lasuyenachri. So, in a case where you have a goy living in the chotzer with two Jews, so it's a case of Oster and the two Jews answering each other. But Vein Ma'arvin, because if they didn't scare some of the goy, they're not allowed to do Eruv. So they have a case where they generate Isra at each other, but they have no recourse of Eruv. So over there, Chazal did not say Bittul. So the discussion before was, well, the same way we can do Bittul on Shabbos, we can do Skiris on Shabbos. Well, point in your scenario, you couldn't do Bittul on Shabbos either. So how would Skiris, which is being drawn as a parallel to Bittul, be allowable on Shabbos if in that scenario that you're talking about, Bittul wouldn't work on Shabbos either? So that was what Rav Elazar was trying to figure out. And Rav Elazar says, I don't know what he's concerned with it. So this is what so Rav Sheshet said, that this is what clearly what Rav Elazar was trying to figure out. My love isn't coming to Suya Nochri. Now the Morris says, what's the case? If he does some Yasmol, if the guy was there ready from before Shabbos, so do skiris from before Shabbos. So why is the case of Yosef and Ma'arvin? They could be do skiris and then do Erev and then that's it. Elo lav the osim b'shavato. So must be the case is the scenario which we're talking about that he came on Shabbos. B'tani oisin ve'ein ma'arvin, ein mevalid shema mino. So the horror we see that. According to Shmuel, this is not going to work. Okay. The more is going to discuss this member of the Viter.
In the case, even when this virus before Shabbos, you're not ma'ariv the guy.
Right. But you're not using Bittul in that scenario. But the problem over here is the Morris is saying that we're allowing Skiris on Shabbos based on the fact that Bittul on Shabbos is allowed. Specifically in this scenario, Bittul on Shabbos would not be allowed. So how can we allow based on that Skiris if Bittul itself wouldn't work? Okay, let's see Rashi. Toiver Rebelozer, yeah? The Hormel Rebelozer was contemplating this statement. Damaliel, Shesachar ben Anokri, Rahakach Bitla. They did Schiris and they did Bitla. Toy, he was raising a question. Losha Mariach, that means he was sniffing it out. He was trying to test out the situation. There was like a type of a straw which you could draw out a smell from the barrel. He was trying to figure it out how it made sense. A, if there's no air of the roster, and B, if they were so wished to do an Arab, they could do an Arab. So both of those criteria are true, then Mavatlan. If they did not do an Arab, which they could have, but they didn't, then Bitla works. When we call the chutzner the day, we consider that the whole chutzner is his. He's allowed to carry it in the chutzner to the exclusion of the other people. The only thing we cannot do. So he can carry from his house to the chutzner. They can carry items that are in the chutzner already, but they cannot carry from their homes into the chutzner. They cannot carry from their homes into the chutzner, because we say that by doing so, they're repossessing their rights to the chutzner. They can help him carry things out from his house to the chutzner also. So what's kol mokim? What's the phrase kol mokim that you have a case of oisun u'ma'arvin is mevatlin? So the mokum lasuye ma shtechatzer zulim timizot. The head of the light irva penimis laatzma osrachi tzayna. It had the inner members not done an eruv. They would make themselves plus the chitzana osur. I feel the rabbanon the pligi alei the rekiva. Like the rabbanon argue the rekiva. That's a case of regular muteris bimkayim. Doesn't asur shalom bimkayim. But in case of regular osur bimkayim, everybody agrees asur shalom bimkayim. Even though our people are going to keep a mother, the regular Hoseris bim kaima, Hoseris shulai bim kaima. If it's also to carry where they belong, it's also to carry elsewhere also. Good mechitzaina. So if they cannot carry the pimas, they can't carry the chizona, which they have a right to be there through dris as a regal. Turn this a regal, sheyesh lo aleha, that they have the claim of the rights to. Vim rotzes ol arif, mishum this regal chesh olam. Vim rotzes ol arif ima, but over here if they would so desire, arif works ma arifin. Vim shachachay v'lo arifay, if they did not do arif together, so now the panim is asas on the chitzayna. So Erev works and they asked. So over there Bitl works. So Mavatlan Bnei Apanim is Rishusan Bnei Achotzer Ishman the Bnei Achitzayna. Oh, so Trish is a regal. She ate all that. They're Mavatl. They're exclusive. Trish is a regal. So they're Mavatl. They're whole Rishus in the Panim is. There's Mavatl. They're exclusive in the Chitzayna. Shechetzer is Psuchas the Mavi. Oh, the Rishus Rabbim. They both open directly. They have other access points to the outer world. There's a doorway in between. So Ma'arav and Imroitzin, they can be Ma'arav together as one if they so choose. V'im lo irvo zayim zo, if they did not join together. Zumateres last. Each one is separately. So it's a case of Ma'arav, but not Oisrin. So that situation, Ein Mevatlin. Im Hutzuch of the Talta, Mizula Zu, they did not make an Erev together. So, you know, but we need to carry something from Chatzar A to Chatzar B. Now, I have a great idea. All the members of Chatzar A should Mevatlin the Rishis to Chatzar B, and then you're allowed to carry. No, we didn't do that. Only in this area where there was an Isser created, that the members of, by dwelling there, make an Isser and Isser on each other, and that scenario, Chazal instituted Bittel. Okay. Lala said, what are the other realm? Case of Ma'arvin made Oyster. Oyster made Ma'arvin. So what's the case of Oyster made Ma'arvin? Lala said, isn't it the case of the Goy? Shadorim Shnei Yisrael and Bechotzer, and he lives with the two Jews together. Sha'oyster Oyster and Shnei Yisrael and Zelzet. The fact that there's two Jews, according to Blesman, one Jew doesn't answer. It's not necessary to care. It's because there's two Jews, they ask of each other. But they do have a problem of Eira, so they have their Aser, but they're in Ma'arvit. And so in that scenario where the case of they Aser, but they're Arab doesn't work. It's on Shabbos. The Arab is selected to work now at this point in time, so then Bittel wouldn't work. Since they say him about it. Now, if he also Nachri, he asked him if the Goy was there from beforehand. Amai Karlu Oysu Mei Ma'arvin. Hamotzi Laruve Lameger. You have an Eitz of Red and then do Arab. So what's the scenario where it's called that it's impossible, that it's not able to do Arab? Allah, Dosit Bishabata. So Alma Bitta Rishus, Loitikan Alahega, the cause of the Ruvim Yasmo. But, because I work Masak and Bitta Rishus in such a scenario. So he said, Shmami no. So that, so this is Rabbalazar's question. The Rav Sheish is explaining on the statement of this story from beforehand. That's what they did. So the more Amar Yosef, Lashmili Hashmaita. I'm not familiar with this discussion. As Shmuel said, Rashi says it's referring to the din of Shnei Chatzeres Ulefim Mizoy, so the Bnechi Pinimis can be about the Chus in the Chitzayna, and the Drisa Regal in the Chitzayna. So, I wasn't familiar with this. Rashi points out that Rabbi Yosef got sick and forgot a lot of his learning, and Rabbi would remind him. Armalei Abaya Atam Artanelo, and you taught it to us. You taught it to us in regards to the following scenario. The Omer Shmuel, Ein Bittel Rishus, Mechatzel Lechatzer. Ein Bittel Rishus, Bechurva. We do not allow Bittel Rishus of one Chatzer to the next, because the idea being each Chatzer can stand independently, so they do not ask one or the other. Since they don't ask one or the other, they can't be married together. They can't do Bittel together.
Why don't they?
They're separate Chatzeres, each one is independent.
Yeah, you're not talking about where there's... The inner can only get to the mavoi through the outer room.
Correct. Maybe the Rishus Bechurva. Then he said there's no din with Rishus Bechurva. So in the case of there is two batim, and in between the two batim there is a situation of Churva. There's been a third house there which has been destroyed, let's say. And the two batim have access into that Rishus. So now the two places have access, that becomes like a communal area, so that needs an Erev. So they want to do bitter reshus over there. So he says, Chazal were not masakin bitter reshus in that scenario. So theoretically, you have two people in the chotzer, and now they can't carry because the kamir belongs to both of them, and their houses are private. The eighth is one person is about those reshus in the chotzer, now it all belongs to the other person, and now he can carry. So in the case where there's house, and churva in the middle, so it's both have reshus in the churva, and they need some type of air, which they didn't do, so okay, no problem. One mevatel is reshus on the churva to the other. So the chazal were masakin bit the reshus in a churva. A chotzer was the main place they used to do the hishtamshus. They used to cook anytime they would cook. The oven was there and they would store things there. They needed, so chazal felt a need to institute bitl to allow people access to the chotzer. Chazal had no need to introduce a person getting access to this churva. So Chazal did not institute bitul. Okay. Correct. They could do an Erev, but they didn't do an Erev. So they said, okay, well, we have bitul to fall back on. Chazal took care of us. Chazal didn't take care of here because they didn't see a need to do that. Okay, so that's what Shmuel said. Mamarta lon alo. So Abai is finishing off his thought. And Abai said to Rav Yosef that you commented on this statement of Shmuel. Kama Shmuel ain't built a reshus mechotzer lechotzer. Lo yomar en ela reshtei chatzeris upesach echad b'nei. So in a scenario where they're really totally independent chatzeris with an access point, that's where Shmuel said that there's no bittul mechotzer lechotzer. However, Yosef continued and said, "Avol zul ifdim isoy." Mitarch she'osrin zelze mevatlin. So over there, because mitarch she'osrin zelze, so now they're an erev together. They theoretically could do. They didn't. One asks on the other. It's not like the case of two chazeres next to each other, which one each one is shuts their door and they're independent. Over here, they're still intertwined. So that's an area of bitul would work. So in that situation, so basically, you've given us the equivalent of the statement before. The two criteria, it has to be that Erev is possible, and you didn't do it. It has to be that creates a scenario of Isser, which you want to address through bitul. But if they didn't create a sentence, we're not going to allow you to do bit. Okay. Yeah. That's where Rav Yosef said it. So Amar Leis Abaye said back to Rav Yosef. Excuse me. Rav Yosef said back to Abaye. That's what I said, the name of Shmuel. I don't get it. There's a similar statement of Shmuel which doesn't seem to fit with that. You know, that's really getting. Yeah, let's hold it. Sorry. I said like that, the name is Shmuel. Farmer Shmuel, ain't little bit Arabic, a little Kalosh and Mishnah Seinu. Anchechot, Serbalo, Anchechot, Serbis. We have another statement of Shmuel. The Chazal did not institute the concept of Bittul except within one Chotzer itself, which that's the scenario the Mishnah gives, was that there was B'nai Chotzer Achas, which did not do Arab. There's a process of Bittul. But between two chaseris, there's no dinner bittul, which means even in a case of Zulus Nimizul, there should be no dinner bittul. So Reverse says, I can't imagine that I quoted Shmuel as saying otherwise. So by answer back, Armalay, Kiamarta Lon, Ein Lon of Erevin, Ela Bekalosha Mishnah Seinu. That second quote that you just quoted now, that it has to be Anshe Chotzer, but Anshe Chatzerus, it's not, it's Institute Bittul, by Anshe Chetzerus, aha, Imartin Lon. You said that on a different halacha. Shamar bil Chetzerus kechatz of the batim. That a case where the Chetzerus had been Ishan had been Ma'arab together, but they had not done a shituf in the Mavi together. So the same way Home was opening into Chetzerus Aser, and there's a concept over there of that's you need how's it working? You need two Chetzerus with two batim each to create a din of a mavoi. There has to be that way says the Kolosh Mishnah saying your point was not like you're saying over here Achi Chatzol Achi Chatzeris Shema B'le Chatzeris Kachatzol Abatim, the Lashon over there specifically was Chatzeris that you must have at least two Chatzeris opening into the Mavi to allow the process and each one having two Bat. That's where you told me that halacha, not in regards to this halacha B'chla. So it's totally relevant to our discussion. Let's hold it here.